Macmillan Audio presents Gangster Squad, Covert Cops, The Mob, and the Battle for Los Angeles by Paul Lieberman. Read by Robert Petkoff. Prelude, a violin case under the bed.
Willie Burns called,
Connie O'Mara said when her husband Jack came home.
What did he want? He wants you back at the station.
Okay, boss. It was a cool fall evening in Los Angeles, so Sergeant John J. O'Mara retrieved his top coat from the closet and his snap-brim fedora from the rack by the door of the garden apartment they had been renting since he got back from the war. His revolver still was in his shoulder holster. Their old Plymouth was parked across from St. Anselm Catholic Church, whose priest already had roped him in as an usher, finding the young Irish sergeant ideal for passing the collection basket. Jack O'Mara would give him his withering blue-eyed stare, and that was it. Their apartment was only 3 miles from the Los Angeles Police Department's 77th Street station, on the edge of Watts, so the drive didn't give him much time to ponder why Lieutenant Burns might be calling him in after hours. O'Mara had been getting grief in the department for busting a burglary ring that included the teenage son of a police commander. Some old-timers thought he should have let the case file disappear. He hadn't. When O'Mara reached the station house, 18 men were gathering in the squad room, many of them enormous, the largest cops he'd ever seen. This wasn't about any burglary case. Most all wore top coats and hats just like his.